Erin's seed left their homes in Ireland's hills and dales. Driven by the famine for America, they sailed. A land of opportunity, far from England's stain, far from history's sorrow and nature's haunted rain. They started up new lives and worked and raised their families. They thought they'd never see again war and tyranny. Most settled in the Yankee North, but some went to the South. They thought they'd never see again hunger's gaping mouth. Now Erin's seed lay scattered on America's deep soil, growing up and onward to honest work and toil. Growing up and onward to heaven's brightest rays, trusting in the wisdom of God's omniscient ways. Then in the spring of 61, a fragile peace was shattered. North and South could not agree, and war was all that mattered. Erin's seed, those Celtic sons, heard the warbirds cry. And on each respective side, Irish voice would die. Upon the heights of Fredericksburg, two armies spent their hate. There the men of Ireland would meet the strangest fate. For across that deadly field, they stood against each other. And they sang songs of Ireland and drew aim on their brothers. Now Erin's seed is seeped into Virginia's red earth. No longer would it bloom and grow and foster a rebirth. Our Civil War did finish what their famine had begun. For in the end they crossed themselves and went to meet the sun. For in the end they crossed themselves and went to meet the sun.